Now, from the perspective of the person doing the calibration, Dr. Hawkins, I want to be for the highest good, and I don't want my subjective opinions to get in the way.
That's correct.
But how can I trust that they don't energetically interfere?
Well, that's because we have a whole chapter on that to explain that.
Mm-hmm.
There's just a few simple rules. All you got to do is follow those rules. You have to have two people who with themselves are integrous.
Mm-hmm.
That eliminates, unfortunately, a large part of the population of the world. But two people, they both have to calibrate over 200. Now, their question has to be integrous, and the intention of the question has to be integrous. So that's why I say ask in the name of the highest good, because most people have a hard time not being selfish. So to bypass selfishness, say, in the name of the highest good, this would be beneficial for our family to move, you know, to suburbia and buy a house there. That would be the highest good.
And is it enough to say in the name of the highest good? And so
yeah,
it's
enough to say in the name of the highest good. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The name of the highest good means you're surrendering it to God without having to be religious.
So even for the guy that's got a new commercial that he wants, a concept he wants to test, in the name of the highest good.
Well, he would say, what is my target market? What does this calibrate? In the name of the highest good, this advertisement would reach my target market, yes or no. You've got to know if it's a missed shot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I could have saved all kinds of people multi-billions of dollars, you know, in a matter of seconds. So.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. If you're going to make a major decision and you're unsure of yourself, there's a lot of people around that do kinesiology, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you can have them run it through. And you can do it anonymously, too. You can say, you know, you don't have to tell them their name. But the person I'm holding in mind would be good to add to our staff. And a lot of what I do with Susan, for instance, I don't tell her what I'm holding in mind. I just say, what I'm holding in mind calibrates over so-and-so. She didn't even know.
Ah.
And sometimes later she'll say, well, what was that you're holding? We've done it for, you know, national spiritual organizations and churches.
Uh-huh.
We want to add staff with these people to be the best people for the staff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you're just asking for what would be of the greatest service.
Do you have an organization or a network of individuals that if one wanted credible, integrous calibration done, that they could...
There's groups do it all over. Groups that do it all over. They form small groups and they experiment with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the beginning, we did the same thing. Every Saturday morning, six or eight people would get together and we'd all work on different projects and then compare notes later, see? And that way you found out if there was any error, where was it coming from? What did we do wrong? In doing the kinesiologic test, you've got to move fast. You say, you have the person hold out their arm parallel with the ground. You say, now, what I'm holding in mind calibrates over 200. Now, you press down right away. You don't wait a half a minute.
Mm-hmm.
See, because the acupuncture system quickly rebalances itself. So you got to ask, like, right away.
Mm-hmm.
And you push down with, you know, 5 or 6 ounces. You know, it's not a muscle, it's just a strength.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's a relative degree of strength, relative. This orange versus this orange. So it's relative between the two.
Mm-hmm.
And like, say, riding a bicycle, you know, with a little practice. Some people are very adept at it. Some people just can't get it. Some couples can't work together, the man and wife. It said their auras overlap or some explanation, I forget. A certain percentage of husband and wife teams can't, maybe 10% can't. And they can't seem to get the right answers.
Okay.
But they can also find different partners, you know. A certain small percent of the people, for karmic reasons, are unable to do it. Huh? Maybe they've abused such techniques in the past or who knows what. Anyway, you have to be able to discern your own intention. So it's only useful for people over 200. Under 200, a person is unable to identify within themselves that their intention is purely selfish, self-gain. So if 200 and up, if you're honest with yourself, you can say, oh, I can see, I was just looking at that for myself. So you got to be over 200. Then you have to do is ask, I have permission to ask this. This is surprising because occasionally you'll get a no. I'll say, I want to, you know, calibrate a certain thing. And I'll say, I have permission to do this. And occasionally you'll get a no.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it's happened before audiences. Maybe the answer would have been too scandalous or would have been disruptive, not for me to know. So we ask, we have permission to ask this. So, and then when you ask in the name of highest good, people forget that you are included in the highest good. The highest good includes you. What is good for the highest good is what's good for you. So it's not either or. It's win-win. What's good for the highest good is also good for you. Okay? Because if you differentiate between the two, what you think is good may be disastrous. You know, the company that you're about to invest in, you don't know it, but it's destined to go bankrupt within 6 months. So
right.
Is this served the highest good? So you can say this kind of is, in the name of the highest good, this is a good investment because, after all, you have the responsibility of not just greed, but you're responsible for the stewardship of your assets. You know, a company has an obligation to its employees and its product and its consumer.
Now, could
a family has an obligation to its own financial integrity. So selfishness, when rephrased as the obligation of responsible stewardship. So in the name of responsible stewardship, you know, it would be wise for us to buy a new car right now, and you might get a no, you know.
I'm thinking of a situation where to invest in the company actually is for your highest good because you need to learn a lesson about poor investments.
That may be also. That may be part of your answer, see? So the highest good may be that you learn that greed is not the best factor to be considered, see?
So I guess it's a matter of what your ego's perception of the highest good is, isn't necessarily what
the divine highest good is.
Yes. It's that surrender thing.
The highest good is that you hit bottom, right?
Right. Oh, goodness. Well, thank you for clarifying.
You wake up in the hospital with the DTs and decide maybe you are drinking a little too much.
Right.